This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. The mayoral election in Westfield, Massachusetts, Tuesday, features the same two candidates as the last one. New England Public Media's Adam Frenier looks back at that race and ahead to next week's election.
Back in 2019, Don Humison edged out Michael McCabe by just 90 votes to take the open seat. McCabe, then a police captain in the city, took a few days after the election to consider whether to ask for a recount. But instead, he conceded.
You know, to be within 90 of Don Humison is pretty good. You're a formidable opponent, and I wish you all the best in your mayoral candidacy.
Thank you, Captain. Appreciate it.
At a joint press conference, Humison, a state senator at the time, returned the kind words.
I thought it was one of the best races that Westfield's seen in a long time, as is evidenced by the outcome, how close it was. And especially for a candidate who runs his first race, you did a great job.
Thank you.
Last week, the pair found themselves on the same stage again, this time at a mayoral debate at Westfield State University. They didn't agree on everything, but the tone remained civil throughout the hour-long debate. One question having to do with COVID-19 asked the candidates what additional steps they might take to curb the spread of the coronavirus. Humison, who spent better than a decade and a half as a state lawmaker, instead said what he wasn't planning to do.
I think the subtext of the question is, would I mandate people get the vaccine or would I mandate masks? And the answer to that is no. I very much rely on the support of the people who are the experts in our staff in Westfield.
McCabe, who is retired from the police, said the mayor hasn't done enough to encourage the shots.
I would have been on social media saying to people day after day after day, please get vaccinated. I will never ask you to mandate it, but please get vaccinated because you're protecting yourself and others, and that is my fervent belief.
Another topic at the debate was a proposed $2.7 billion data center, which is planned for Westfield. Published reports say the center would create 400 jobs, as well as 1,800 construction jobs. McCabe said he's not against the project, but has a lot of questions about it.
It would have been much better if this process were transparent. It would have also been much better if we hired a consultant to handle the ins and outs of the process.
Humison said the negotiating process didn't have to be transparent and reinforced the benefits of having the data center in Westfield.
This would be the largest taxpayer in the city, bar none, the biggest taxpayer, overriding every other taxpayer. It will provide jobs and revenue that the taxpayers won't have to pay.
Both candidates agreed the city is on the right track in treating municipal water wells polluted with PFAS chemicals, and both said something needs to be done to alleviate traffic congestion near Westfield's Massachusetts Turnpike ramp. In terms of fundraising, McCabe, the challenger, has outraised the incumbent mayor, Humison. McCabe took in more than $29,000 this year through the end of September. That's $10,000 more than Humison raised. But the mayor made up for it by starting this year with a campaign war chest that had about the same amount of money. And according to the latest state campaign finance data, the two candidates had more than $20,000 on hand each, with McCabe having a slight advantage. For New England Public Media, I'm Adam Frenier.